Second quarter begins with Kearney on offense. They throw the ball inbounds. Playing the goal to the right still. Leading by a point, 10-9. Pretty balanced back and forth first quarter so far. Second quarter underway. Starters back in. Lee, three-pointer. Count it. Kearney, the three-point team. Chillicothe now down by four, 13-9. It's been one of Chillicothe's bugaboos this season is being able to defend the outside three-point shot. Williams feeds it through traffic to McKitty. McKitty tried to feed it through traffic. Easy steal. Kearney goes down court. And then knocked out of bounds by Chillicothe as they fed Taylor Doan underneath, a 6'4 gal, but Chillicothe knocked it out. So Kearney's basketball, slap of the ball. Low post left is where they stand. They go high all the way up top to Cassidy Lee. Baseline to Paul, three-pointer. That one doesn't fall. She's one of three now from the outside. 13-9, still a four-point Kearney lead. Dish inside. Graves tries to shoot over Doan. And we got a foul on Kearney. That is on Mackenzie Cook. Cook and Doan were both there. Cook 5'11", Doan 6'4", and Graves tried to shoot between him and didn't have a lot of luck there. Second foul on Cook, fifth team foul. Graves back at the line for two. First one off the back of the rim, no good. Graves now 2 of 4 at the line. We'll get one more in the act of shooting. 7:08 in the second quarter. 13-9, Kearney girls leading Chillicothe at the Kearney tournament. Second one, off night for Graves so far. She is 2 of 5. Right wing Lee looks down the tray, top of the key. Cook can't get it to fall. Doan with a rebound. Point blank doesn't get it to fall. And Madison Williams called for the foul. So Doan had the miss, the initial miss by Mackenzie Cook. And Doan, first free throw was in for her first point. Kearney has already shot 11 trays. Doan makes both of them. 11 three-pointers put up in just over a quarter. 6-point lead now, 15-9. Gilliland right wing, bounce pass through traffic to McKitty. Over to Barnett, 12-foot jumper, left side, off the glass, didn't get it to fall. Chillicothe turning a little cold in the shooting now. Down court to Megan Paul, right wing. Around the horn to go left side to Lee. Wide open three-pointer, Paul. That's all Kearney will do. They don't need to feed it inside. They'll just pop it from the outside time and time and time again. Chillicothe not having any success whatsoever getting pressure on the outside shooters. And that's possibly one of the things they're going to talk about. Back in 30 seconds, 18-9, Kearney's doubled up Chillicothe. This is Lady Hornets basketball, KCHI. For Kearney, Mackenzie Cook from the outside, 0 for 2. Lee, 1 for 3. Paul, 2 for 4. Hess, 0 for 1. Barrow, 1 for 2. And we're not even 2 minutes into the second quarter yet. That would be a couple of weeks' worth of games for Chillicothe in outside shooting. They rip the ball from McKitty's fingertips. Hartzler down court. Gives it to Lee. Up top, there's Paul. And a little perimeter defense now. Nicely done by Barnett. They have to give it up to Hartzler again. Circle left, Paul. Give inside to Cook, and she pivots, shoots, and drops it in. And now Kearney is starting to play Kearney basketball. Opened up a 20-9 lead, an 11-point lead, and it's a 10-0 run, I believe, for Kearney right now. Chillicothe yet to score in this quarter. Traveling call on Maggie Graves. Tried to dribble drive from top of the key and called for the walk. 5:34 left to play first quarter, 20-9. Chillicothe looking for their first points in the second quarter. Haley Jones will check into the next opportunity for Chillicothe. Cook, right side, Paul, open for another tray, in and out. And that's the fifth three-pointer attempted by Megan Paul. Chillicothe gets the rebound down court. Maggie Graves on the floor. When someone has to come up and help her out, she throws it to Nova. You got to come circle around and help out your teammate. They didn't do it that time, and an easy steal for Cassidy Lee, who brings it down court and is fouled by Erin Gilliland, rather, her second foul. And two free throws for Cassidy Lee. You got to recognize when a teammate's in trouble and be a little innovative as to being able to help her out. Graves comes out, and Haley Jones checks in for her. First free throw was no good by Cassidy Lee. She gets a second look at the line. Long red ponytail hanging down from behind and gets the second one. Makes one out of two. She's got 4 points, and it's a 12-point lead. Chillicothe needs to get a little confidence bucket here. High post, Jones pivots, gives it up top to Barnett. High post jumper, Barnett halfway down, back out. Rebound by Jones, and hers is blocked out of bounds. You can tell some Chillicothe players getting a little bit frustrated right now. Chillicothe inbounds it again. Williams looking. Oh, there's someone open on the other side. Gets it into Barnett. Back to Williams. Doesn't want to shoot over Doan. Neither does Jones. Smart move there, actually. So they kick it outside. Three-pointer for Williams. Hits the rim, and then Mackenzie Cook grabs the rebound. Jesse Hartzler crosses the timeline. Works it up top to Lee. Quick move into Doan. Got position. Missed her first one. Made her second one, though. Nicely won play that time. Doan has her first field goal. She's got a total of 4 points, and it's 23-9. And Chillicothe still has not scored in this quarter, and we're halfway through it. I mean, we can take care of that this possession. Barnett, right wing. Up top, McKitty. Over circle left to Gilliland. Looks inside. Nobody there. Up top to Williams. Bounce pass over to Barnett, right wing. Barnett cross court to Gilliland on the perimeter. Defender in her face has to give it up top to Williams. Hits the reset button. 3:39 left in the half, 23-9. Kearney with the lead. And again, McKitty in trouble. Has to send it over to somewhere, and again, an easy steal for Kearney, although they run out of space before they can control it, but got to be able to improvise when your play is well defended and come up with something else. Recognize when a teammate's in trouble. Inbounds pass goes for Chillicothe, and now Williams works it between the circles. Williams, right side to Barnett. Up top, Jones won't shoot from outside. Puts it on the floor once, and another pass tipped out of bounds by Hartzler. And that brings the ire of Chillicothe coach Rachel Parkey. Good defensive team is Kearney. There's no doubt this is a decent, pretty good Kearney girls team. Doan swats the ball away from Graves. And then the outside shot doesn't fall for Williams. And a three-pointer. Another three-pointer that time for Cassidy Lee. Kearney's basketball, Chillicothe lost control of it 26-9. And this game is getting out of hand now. It's a 17-point lead. Lexi Snyder checks in. Graves returns into the ball game for Chillicothe, but this is just a very talented Kearney team. They can play defense. They can shoot outside like an NBA style percentage. Make you defend the whole floor. Laura Barrow now between the circles, working against Snyder. Right side to Hess. Give inside to Gallagher, and Gallagher's shot is blocked out of bounds. Checking in now, Carly Cecil and Callie Brewer check in for Kearney. 2:18 left to play for the Lady Bulldogs, leading 26-9. in this second quarter. Chillicothe's been held scoreless. They go baseline. Trey misses everything by Callie Brewer. Chillicothe sends it down court and right into the arms of Carney again. Half to three-quarter court pass. Doesn't work against a good, quick defense. 26-9, under 2 minutes to play. And Aaron Gilliland sneaks up and knocks the ball out of the hands of Laura Barrow and out of bounds. So Carney inbounds it. Baseline left. And go up top now to Barrow. Baseline Trey doesn't work for Brewer again. Another miss for her. And Chillicothe across the timeline. Aaron Gilliland. McKitty will set to check in. Williams tried to bounce pass through traffic to Jones. Easy steal for Hess. Rebound, or the attempt by Gallagher. No good. And then the next attempt by Carly Cecil results in a whistle and a foul. That's the third one on Maggie Graves. So Chillicothe's scoring weapon has been held in check due to tall defenders and fouls. And Graves checks back out. Cecil misses her first one. 26-9, still your score. That's the seventh team foul on Chillicothe. And Cecil finally makes one for her first point. 18-point lead. Gilliland crossed the timeline. Top to Graves. Graves dishes inside to Jones, and that was a well-run play. They collapsed on Graves, and Jones was open. Low post right, an easy bucket for Haley Jones. Nicely ran play that time. And Chillicothe's first score comes about the 1:10 mark of the second quarter. And that snaps a 19-0 run. Actually, yeah, a 19-point run. Foul was on Haley Jones. Brewer makes her first one for her first point. Misses her second one. 17-point lead, 28-11. A minute two left to play in this first half. Took Carney a quarter to really wake up and get going, and once those three-point shots fell, Chillicothe has had no answer. Williams' three-pointer, that one doesn't fall. No one underneath for Chillicothe could grab the rebound. Left wing Carly Cecil. Cross court now to Callie Brewer. Up top to Barrow. Barrow works it right wing. Baseline to Brewer. Up top to Cecil. Gilliland trying for the steal. 24 seconds left in the half. 28-11. Carney may be playing for the last shot. Snyder comes up, applies pressure to Barrow. Slides with her on defense. Left side Gallagher, 9, 8, 7 seconds. Here comes the play. Barrow top of the circle again with 4, 3. Kicks it out baseline. Three-point shot blocked as Brewer's three-point attempt was blocked by Chillicothe. And the halftime locker room, a good second quarter for Carney. They lead it 28-11. We're back after this on KCHI.
Hi, this is David.